Hey, we continue on with Huskies Drive Time. It's 6 minutes before the top of the hour. Joe Hagemiller, head coach of the Michigan Tech men's and women's Nordic skiing teams, coming off a busy weekend up at the Michigan Tech Trails. Well, you guys did a great job, Joe, and I know you have probably a lot of people to thank, too, for helping out this past weekend.
Oh, yeah, we do. The community really steps up when we have these big events and does a great job helping us out. So for everybody that did, a huge thank you.
Well, talk about the amount of work that goes into, you know, hosting a U.S. Nationals and, you know, some of the things behind the scenes that people don't even think about that have to get done.
Well, definitely. We start planning way back in June, July, after we were awarded the bid by the United States Ski Association. We've been planning where we've been meeting every month for just getting everything together. We've got about 8 or 9, 10 race chiefs of their little area, whether it be the stadium, the course, controllers, all those types of things, and just getting prepared. And then we had the JOQ that was here back in December for a test race. The official that was sent here kind of put us through the paces quite a bit, which definitely had us well prepared to host the national championships. And then, you know, just that week leading in, getting everything perfect for, you know, 400 of the top athletes to come into town and all their coaches.
I mean, that's a huge amount of people, and, you know, we already talked about it, of course, but we can't state it enough how big that is for the economy for that week, the local economy.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure every hotel room was very much in demand. The reports I was getting were back in October that everything was sold out. So that's got to be a pretty good indication that, you know, at a time when maybe we wouldn't be quite at full capacity in the hotels, we were there.
Well, Joe, on top of obviously hosting the event, your athletes performed pretty well. You finished fifth in the College Cup, and I think you talked about how that was tied for the best in program history, and your women's team finishing third was the best in program history. Talk about the results as a whole.
Oh, yeah. We not only were our volunteers knocking it out of the park, our team really raced well, and we weren't even racing with everybody on the roster racing because we had a lot of people sick, but we had some great results from Tom Bai and Deidre Irwin. Raced so well that they qualified to make a U.S. ski team trip to the World Championships for juniors and U23. That's so exciting. Tom's the first guy from our program that has qualified for a trip like that, and Deidre's the second woman from our program that has qualified. So that's just super exciting. And we had everybody was really racing well, you know, whether it's Alice Blanders or Ulrika Axelson, Thomas Kendrick, David Joda, and Sam Holmes as well.
Yeah, how about the, you talked about maybe a career race for Sam Holmes in one of those sprint days, making the heats.
Yeah, that was, really quite surprising, I think, to the coaching staff, and he admitted himself that he was pretty surprised. So that was super exciting, and it was great for Thomas Kendrick to make those heats as well, because he's kind of been knocking at the door for a couple of years, and to have that opportunity come up so that he got to race in the heats was really exciting for our team.
How about how much of a home field advantage is it for your skiers being on their home course and knowing every twist and turn and hill?
That's a little bit of an advantage, but I mean, Northern Michigan was doing pretty well, and it's not exactly their home course. I think one thing that was less than knowing every twist and turn in the course, I think just not having to travel 20 hours to get to Nationals, where a lot of other teams were, helped us out a lot. And then just being familiar and getting to sleep in your own bed and all that type of stuff, I think all that kind of stuff really helps.
How about obviously this is a big time event with, you know, the best in the nation and pros and that sort of thing. But your season really starts here this coming weekend, right? With starting to get, you know, points for the CCSA and trying to qualify for the NCAAs.
Yeah, actually, the Nationals had two races that start our CCSA qualifying, and now this next weekend, we're into really full-on qualifying mode for NCAAs. I mean, this past weekend, or past week, being a little bit different than the National Championships, it has a little bit different feel. Now we're going to the true college racing, where we're racing against the other teams to get scored, and the qualifying, of course, becomes more and more critical as each week goes on.
All right, Joe. Well, congratulations on not only skiing well at the races this past week, but also on putting it on. And we wish you the best of luck this weekend and the rest of the way. We'll talk to you real soon, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
Joe Hagenmiller, head coach of the men's and women's cross-country teams here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We'll give away some tickets coming up right after this.
McGriddle's got the middle, hey! McGriddle's got the middle, McGriddle's got the middle, got the best in the middle, hey! Right in the middle of my McGriddles are the fluffiest eggs that you ever did eat. Got my syrup tasting maple with the sausage, cause I'm able tasting all kind of good. Got me trapping on the beat, hey! McGriddle's got the middle, McGriddle's got the middle, got the best in the middle.
Eggs, melty cheese, and sausage or bacon all in the middle of two warm griddle cakes that fit right in the middle of your hand. Paired with sweet, creamy McCafe coffee, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
McGriddle sandwich, I participate in McDonald's.
John skipped breakfast. He's carpooling with coworkers. They're running late and he wants to stop in McDonald's.
Come on, it'll be quick.
No.
Minutes later, he spots a McDonald's. Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Is that an asteroid? We better pull over to that McDonald's.
John knows how to put a little lovin' in a morning. What would you do for love?
Show morning some love with McDonald's Steak and Egg Burrito, filled with peppers, onions, eggs, and tender steak. For a limited time, get two for just $3. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Is your network too slow? Can't get your work done because your computer is crashing all the time? Call Computer Mechanics and one of their field engineers will come to your business rescue. Computer Mechanics has local professionals who can ensure that your systems work smoothly, increase profitability, and reduce work, not bring down your bottom line. Plus, Computer Mechanics offers a free on-site evaluation to make it even easier on you. Call 482-5577. Computer Mechanics in Houghton, your first stop for home and business solutions. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturdays, 10 to 3.
All right, that's it for Huskies Drive Time. Stay tuned. We're going to chat with Mitch in just a moment and give away some tickets here on Mix 93. But speaking of giveaway tickets, Wednesday, Wes, is the big day for Econo Foods.
Yeah, we didn't talk about the date and time, but yeah, Wednesday we'll be doing a radio remote over at Econo tomorrow morning, and then starting at noon on tomorrow we'll be giving away the tickets. Absolutely free kids tickets for both basketball and hockey. All we ask is that you use them, come and pick them up starting at noon, and they usually don't last a whole long time. So make sure you get there and look forward to that.
All right, that is tomorrow, and stay tuned. We'll give away some basketball tickets in just a moment here on Mix 93.